25 to the pass. Hold it. Defense, number 33. 5-yard penalty. Automatic. First down.
Welcome to the Fourth and Inches NFL Officiating Podcast. My name is Roger Goodgroves, and we're going to take a look at a few of the more controversial decisions in week two of the season. Let's get underway with a look at the Rams game against the Colts. Oh, and by the way, video for all the clips we're going to discuss are available within the description of the podcast. The Colts first and goal on the 4-yard line, and Colts' Zach Pascal is flagged for taunting. After the taunt, the Rams' Kenny Young gets into a heated exchange with umpire Brian Neal. Young gestured and contacted the bill of Neal's cap. Young was ejected for that contact. In the NFL, as it should be in any sport, there is zero tolerance for contact with an official. Even if Young's arm gestures were in frustration, you can't get anywhere near contact with an official. The interesting thing from this play in terms of rule quirks is the way the penalties are assessed. Normally, two dead ball penalties, one by both sides, would offset. However, anytime a contact against an official penalty is in play, it is always assessed and never offset. Talking of ejections, we had another this week, our third of the season, when the Steelers' Trey Turner is ejected for apparently spitting at an opponent. In these pandemic times, even more so than normal, this is going to result in an ejection. The big point of emphasis given to the officials from the competition committee this year is the area of taunting. Now, before we get into details, this does not mean that celebrations, spiking, or spinning the ball aren't allowed. We will get into the specifics of what isn't allowed as we discuss a few plays where taunting featured. In the LA Chargers versus Dallas game on Sunday, the Chargers were down 17-14 and had a first and goal situation at the 2-yard line. Chargers appear to score on a quick pass, only for the play to be brought back for an illegal shift. Now, to add frustration to the Chargers, just two plays later and Herbert was under pressure and backpedaling to avoid the defender. With a stiff arm, he was holding off the defender and still backpedaling before he got off a pass that fell incomplete. The referee on the field ruled that Herbert was no longer in control and decided to kill the play and rule the ball dead at the most forward progress spot, but still some way further back than they started, and therefore what would have been the case for the incomplete pass. Now, we know the NFL likes to protect its quarterbacks, and sometimes referees can be a bit too quick to kill a play. With some of the very athletic QBs these days, they can be under heavy pressure, but still be in control and get off some spectacular passes. Going back to the nullified TD, the player who scored the TD was called for taunting. Spinning the ball is fine in celebration or away from an opponent. Spinning the ball at a defender isn't. Then he went on to mix a bowl of something directly at the defender. This will draw a flag for taunting, and rightly so. Let's talk some more taunting. Bills' Levy Wallace makes a great play and breaks up a pass in the game against Miami. He then gets up and signals incomplete over the prone receiver, which he'd probably gotten away with. But then he stands over him and bends down to chat some more. Anyway, so it was this continued action of getting in the face of the defender, or the receiver in this case, that actually caused the taunting to be thrown more than the incomplete signal being shown, even though that should be done away as a celebration, not at the defender or the receiver. Finally, this week, we'll take a look at the end of the game in Seattle. Scored a tied with just over 8 minutes left of overtime, Russell Wilson comes under heavy pressure on a 3rd-and-10 play and is retreating towards his own goal line. it appears he's dragged down in the end zone for a safety. However, the ruling on the field is that Wilson's forward progress was stopped and the start of the sack was whilst the ball was still in the field of play. A difficult play for us to see clearly, as there is no camera directly down the goal line. The referee needs help on this play as he's near the end line, so he consults with his wing officials and centre judge, and they determine that the sack started with the ball on the 1 yard line. This is always going to be a difficult play to rule on just because of the mechanics of where the officials are placed, but I think it was correctly ruled in this case as the player was being dragged back into the end zone and therefore he is given the point at which he was at before he was dragged backwards. So, whilst controversial, it was probably a correct decision. Next week, I'll be back with a co-host and I'll be joined by the Fourth and Inches head honcho, Stuart Love. I'd like to give my personal thanks to Sue and Ryan for all the work they've put in on previous episodes of the Officiating Podcast. I wish them luck in any new adventure. As always, if you see anything you want explaining or just want to hear my view on a play, drop us a message on Facebook or Twitter. Until then, have another great week of football. Goodbye for now.